from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Happy Thursday. It's the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. I just want to give you a little update. So I shared our new segment, which I said is probably one and done, but what should Ursula have done at 9:30?
Yeah.
Our text line blew up. It's still busy. Then we put it on our Facebook page. We want you to weigh in because we're going to talk about it again at 11:30. And like I said, I'm listening to you. I'm reading what you're saying, and I'm trying to figure out what my next move is. So tune in. If you don't know what we're talking about, tune in. We'll explain it. But also go on to our Facebook page because you can weigh in there and get caught up. I have a dilemma.
And I have some follow-up to my opinion. Oh, it hasn't changed. But I have some follow-up with some sense of urgency added to it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. 888-973-5476. 888-973-CHIRO is our state roofing text line.
All right, let's see what Chef has cooking. It's time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guarding Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
I want to start off with Netflix. Ursula, this is something you emailed to me today. Netflix, of course, faced internal employee backlash over perceived anti-trans comments in a recent Dave Chappelle special. And they are now telling employees, after doing some listening sessions, if you don't like it, quit. In an internal memo, the company wrote, depending on your role, you may need to work on titles that you perceive to be harmful. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you. Ursula, what's the best way to make change as an employee, inside the organization or without?
I think in the case of Netflix, I mean, they had listening sessions. And I think they came to the conclusion that, look, we're not going to pull these titles off or we're not going to stop airing this. And I think even though it is going to tick off some people, I think that that is the right thing. I mean, unfortunately, what are you going to do? Stop. I mean, where do you stop? What is the line that you stop? I mean, if Dave Chappelle, there's other things that other people will find offensive. And then you'd be limiting what it is that Netflix offers. So I'm going to say that I agree. I hope that they didn't say it so callously, like, okay, you don't like it here, quit. I hope that there is some understanding that that is going to be very difficult for some people. But ultimately, you do have the choice whether you want to work there or not.
Netflix just saying the quiet part out loud. There's a whole lot of companies that basically have that attitude. You don't like it here, just quit, right? And so that's what happened. As for what they did, well, I mean, it's Netflix. They're going to have different shows, different genres of show. I mean, it's going to be all different all over the place, from we can rescue animals here to cartoons there to there's all types of things.
Humor that you don't appreciate.
Humor that you don't appreciate. Stuff that you don't want to watch in front of your mama. I mean, it just is. So,
and would it be appropriate for Netflix to say, we don't agree with what Dave Chappelle says in terms of the trans community, and but we also feel like we have to allow for this, whether it's diversity of opinions or allow for material that is, you know, where do we stop the line? So it's not like they don't listen, but, you know, ultimately this is what they do as a business. And by the way, Netflix also just laid off 150 people.
So did.
Yeah, so it may also be, hey, right now, Netflix isn't doing as well, so if you want to leave, we're not going to fight. We're not going to be, you know.
And Netflix is in competition right now, and that's the reason why they've had to lay off. I mean, Hulu is bringing heat. HBO Max is bringing heat. So there's a lot of competition where you just don't always need Netflix. Some folks have even left Netflix to go over to the other streaming services. So I hope that answers your question, Chef.
It does kind of. I mean, for me, I kind of look back at someone like Dr. Debbie Birx a little bit differently over the space of time, because you can look at people who work for an organization whose mission and goals you may not support. And you could say, you know what? if you don't like it there, you should quit. And in fact, that is the right thing for you to do, is to put your foot down and say, I'm drawing the line. What this company is doing or administration is doing is a breadth too far. And I'm gonna throw myself on my sword and quit as an example. I think that honestly, though, there is a lot more power in staying engaged in an organization when you do not agree with it.
Agreed.
Than by quitting. The only way that you make a difference by quitting is if your role is so crucial to that organization that they will be absolutely devastated by your absence. Or if you are such a high-profile figure that your absence will draw enough attention to get other people on board and actually make it a movement. But for average Netflix employees, their power is staying within the organization and collectively providing their voices and input about the direction of the organization than to say, I'm out of here. But I think, Ursula, you nailed it. Netflix is probably just hoping that a bunch of their employees will just exit themselves on the way out.
Help me thin it out right now.
You know what, man? They should send out a company-wide memo that's simple. Two words. Netflix and chill. I guess that's three.
But, I mean, it could be an ampersand.
But I think you're exactly right in that there's sometimes you realize me staying here would actually maybe do and bring about more change than not staying here. So I absolutely think you're right.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to graduation season. Ursula, I'll have you play some audio here. Singer Taylor Swift, she was tapped to give the commencement address at New York University. She had this advice for young people on not going through life trying to avoid pain.
No matter how hard you try to avoid being cringe, you will look back on your life and cringe retrospectively.
This is true, Taylor. This is true. She actually did have some nuggets of wisdom in there, and I don't want to disparage her for what is probably the cringiest comment in her entire commencement address. But Taylor Swift, who did not attend college, she was awarded an honorary doctorate in fine arts. G. Scott, are honorary degrees a nice gesture or totally lame?
Whenever I see them honoraries, I just mat my eye down. That's what my dad used to do. He mat his eye down, eyelid down, like, yeah. And these are magic beans. The honorary doctorate. Oh, you got a doctorate from, you got the same PhD that G. Scott got. Poor, hungry, and determined. Ursula, what do you say when you see them honorary degrees? Billy just got an honorary degree.
Sadly, I'm not impressed with the honorary degree. And I think it's just a way of also saying, hey, we give you this and we get Taylor Swift. And we can say that we had Taylor Swift at New York University, which charges $75,000 plus per year per tuition.
You get to claim that alumni. So,
and I'm going to, I know exactly.
This ain't nothing but Becky from Full House all over again.
But you did pick the worst comment from her address, because I actually listened to more of it knowing that it was going to come up. And I would have been happy to hear her.
I thought that was fantastic what she said. Because she's not wrong.
She's not. But if you heard the whole thing, she was giving advice and she said, no one wants to hear advice, but here is some of it. And I thought it was very relatable. And I think that people, I guess I would feel a little better if I spent $300,000 on my 4 years to say, hey, Taylor Swift was our commencement speaker.
You'd feel better about that?
I'm just joking.
Isn't this like the exact example of how college actually works? Like you had people in that audience that spent 8 years of their life pursuing doctorates, you know, working 80 hours a week on it, maybe working a second job, and Taylor Swift walks in and through the benefit of her fame, they're like, there you go, doctorate, Taylor Swift. But seriously, if you were the recipient, if you're the recipient of an honorary degree, is that really even an honor, or do you feel kind of ridiculous standing up there in the cap and gown? G. Scott, hey, you can be our honorary doctorate and life on life, whatever. Are you taking that as a compliment?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing it.
You would do it? Sure.
Yes.
I think it also
then when I get ready to go speak and speaking engagements and appearances, now your boy gets to add doctor on there. And you know how much money, much extra you get paid when you got that little thing on there? It is Dr. Scott. As a matter of fact, I need to go do that. Let me go try to find me an honorary something. Matter of fact, if my auntie's listening right now, my auntie has a, quote, PhD in it is probably the biggest family joke in the world. And my cousin right now is probably listening. Hey, don't go back and tell that I told that. But I have an auntie that has a PhD in, I don't know, wellness or something. It is the biggest joke in the world. She got it.
Oh, I'm going to take up for your auntie.
Why?
No.
Why? It's an online class and she found it. It took like it's a certificate. Probably took her 6 months to do. I'm sorry, Ursula. You can take up for all you want to. There is no PhD you should be able to get online in 6 months.
I didn't know it was online in 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Well, gee, I'm just shocked that you would say that. I mean, it's very uncivil. And speaking as a licensed minister myself, how dare you? How dare you attack fake certifications? I can still marry you, though. Under the eyes of the law.
Kobe said I should be a grad ceremony speaker auction style.
There you go.
That's right. When you get out of college, just plan to make about 25, 25, now 35, 35, now 45. 45, 50, 55, you probably ain't going to make about 65,000.
Are you trying to guess how much debt the kids are coming out with or holding an auction? I can't tell, G. Okay, I want to move on to a former president at the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas. The former president spoke yesterday on the topic of election security and the war in Ukraine. But Ursula, it was this slight slip of the tongue that made headlines around the nation.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Correct. Anyway. 75.
Oh, God love him. I miss him for some reason. He is a character. Ursula, he's making a crack, though, about, hey, you know, it's just a slip of the tongue. I'm getting old. We talked about this earlier in our conversation about forgetting names. And I believe it was you that pointed out, hey, we can't bring up like age when it comes to these things. But, I mean, this is something we all... Is there anything wrong with bringing up your age as, you know, why I'm doing X, Y, Z?
Well, to be clear, when I said I don't want to only blame it on age, because this is an issue that I had even in my 20s. It wasn't just something that's been... And listening to what people are saying and also looking at our text line, other people have said, too, that the name thing isn't necessarily about age. It can happen at any age. But... when it comes to former President Bush, I actually give him grace on this one. It was a terrible Freudian slip for sure. And of course, it's what goes all over the place and he's being ridiculed for it, et cetera. But it was a slip of the tongue. Do you remember I was mortified a few weeks ago when I said,
You wanted to say Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
But you said, and I said Dave Chappelle.
Exactly. It's like I had the wrong
you
names.
You were really upset.
I was mortified.
And I don't understand why.
I was mortified because it was like, what? Ursula thinks all black people look the same? I mean, every thought came through my head was like,
And for the record, nobody texted
it. One person did. But I was just beside myself. So my point is, it happens.
Well,
things happen and you're talking live and you're talking big honest. You say one thing, you mean one thing, you think it's coming out and something else comes out of your mouth. It was a mistake.
Okay. First of all, I laughed when I heard it. That's number one. Number two, I laughed even harder when he said 75. come on now. Now, George W., that's how you do it, right? Like, you just keep going. You just keep moving with it.
Yes.
And I know there's all kinds of people. We can talk about George W. Bush and all the Iraq war. I'm not getting into that. I'm telling y'all, I laughed at that. And I laughed again. And that's why when we decided to talk about this today, I'm not going to talk about this and make it fun. And this is which brings me to my next point. I don't understand why people use their platforms to make fun of someone in their older ages on how they talk. So, oh, Joe Biden, President Biden, he's sleepy. Oh, my goodness, did you see him today? Like, it's so immature. It would be like somebody making fun of your physical appearance. That's immature as well. You don't want anybody making fun of you. So when we talk about our people that are aging, like 60, 75, 80, I don't think it's cool when you talk down on them for making mistakes. In this case, George W., hilarious.
Some of us hope that slip-ups happen more often, and in fact, they're the spice of life. And I'm personally hoping for a day again when we get to talk about a fighting chicken story, Ursula.
Please, no. See, you still remember that. That was, what, 10 years ago? 15 years ago?
I hadn't even heard of Cairo Radio, I think, at that
point. Fighting roosters.
Did you say that?
Oh, no, I said something else.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. It's gone down as well. I mean, hello. I've been doing live radio for over 30 years. Every once in a while. And I want to point out that the sheriff spokesman at the time had used the exact same language.
Yeah.
No one batted an eye. It was only when I said it. But there was this big roundup of these fighting roosters.
You are the one. That's a good jam.
Okay, coming up.
What's next? Oh,
we're going to bring back dilemma of the day. This is one of the topics that maybe has generated the most text messages we've had in a very long time, if not ever. So join us. I need your advice, I'll figure out what I'm going to do.
Real quick, I know we're having a party at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we are.
And I know we're not putting the food out till 12.
Yeah.
But can't we just get it out there during this break?
Oh, I'm smelling it out there.
My bad. I didn't mean to bring up food during this. Lord,
well, I want everybody to come out all at once, so no.
Yes,
because
maybe.
People are going to grab plates and then they go back to their cubicles or whatever.
Oh, you want?
No,
every-
I want people to come because we're celebrating.
Ursula,
people.
You always want to be a team player.
It's all 100%. About the moment.
It's always.
It is about the moment.
I'm glad that we have you on the show. Because if it was just up to me and Chef and Nick, ain't no telling. Ain't no telling.
Okay, join us. Coming up, I need your help.
She is cracking up over.
Yes. And yes, this is the G and Ursula Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. Happy Thursday to all of you. And this may be one for the record books in terms of how many text messages we've gotten on one singular thing. And it has to do with what happened to me yesterday on Lake City Way and how I reacted. And I'm asking all of you, did I do the right thing? So for those of you who are just joining right now, I got hit yesterday while I was at a stop light, and it was during the middle of the windstorm of all the times, so that also played a little bit into it. But anyway, it turned out to be a 16 or 17 year old driver who couldn't show me proof of insurance, didn't even have a driver's license. And then when, yes, I drove with him to his home, he was as polite as could be, so I drove with him to his home, which wasn't far. Right. He said he was going to show me his permit, and it turns out his permit is also expired. And so I was lecturing him. I was giving him the big lecture, and I said, you know, I'm of mind to right now call police, but I don't want to ruin your life right now because this could be a huge problem for you. He was on his way to work. I mean, on top of everything else, he had his also teenage girlfriend in the passenger seat. So he's breaking all sorts of laws, and I understand that. So one part of me said he's breaking all these laws. And then the other part of me is like, do I really want to ruin this kid's life?
And your son was given grace before.
And my son was given grace by someone who, now, my son, A, did have insurance, B, was fully licensed, and again, in the same case, there wasn't a huge amount of damage,
right.
But this person said, hey, I'm just going to get it fixed. We can deal with it without dealing with insurance and police. But, so, you know, in a way, yeah, that played into my decision too, but I'm struggling because I also realize if he doesn't get this stuff taken care of, what if he hits someone else and it's even worse? And so I haven't called police yet. I haven't been in contact with his dad. His dad and I spoke this morning, and his dad was trying to tell me he's a really good driver. This was, you know, he just happened to, his foot slipped or, you know, whatever. And as I said, it doesn't matter what the reason was. The bottom line is he hit me, and your son's driving without a license, a permit, has someone, you know, in there and no proof of insurance.
Right.
So my question to all of you is, did I do the right thing? And frankly, what should I do now?
There's a lot of folks in this room right here, including Chef. Chef said you did do the right thing. One of our buddies outside of the newsroom, they said you did the
yes.
right thing.
Most people on the text line are saying I did not do the right thing. They know that my heart was in it, but I'm not doing myself any favors. I'm not doing anyone else any favors.
So here's my follow-up. I don't think you did the right thing. I think you should have called the police, but you didn't. Okay, fine. So here we are. You've been in communication with the dad. Your only discussion now should be, I'm going to get an estimate. I'm going to try to find, which I heard you tell him,
yes.
that I'm going to try to find the best deal for you.
Yes.
And that needs to happen ASAP.
Yes.
And once that gets done, you present the amount of the estimate. And there needs to be
a quick payment,
sense of urgency, or if there's not a quick payment, going to the police, file a report.
And that's what I'm going to do. I mean, so that is what I want to do. But again, I mean, I even told you I want proof that he has his driver's license. You
and
said
I disagree with that.
Don't go further than that's what you're saying.
With respect, Ursula, that ain't your business. Your business is on your vehicle and on you. First of all, are you okay?
Right now, I mean, I told you that I had neck pain, but it's better today. I know when people were like, well, it could come later. And also, I have not inspected. I had you look at the car. And to me, I mean, it's enough damage that I know it's going to be more than a couple $100, unfortunately, because all that stuff needs to be removed now.
Oh,
I know.
Oh,
I know.
It's going to be more than a couple hundred.
I know.
Chef, are you still feeling the same way, bro?
Yeah, I am feeling the same way. I am feeling. By the way, if you want to inspect the damage, you can go on our GNR Slow Show Facebook page.
Well,
you, you can zoom in. Yeah, you can zoom in. Yeah, there appear to be some scratches there.
Yeah.
I just don't think that you calling the police is going to prevent him from doing anything in the future. If he wasn't deterred driving without a license in the first place, the police telling him he's going to have a bigger penalty if he does it again is not going to deter him either. You're not responsible for his future behavior. You're not responsible to society to hold this young man accountable. There are a lot of people texting in who have said, Ursula, I cannot believe you did that because, you know what, you're just making this someone else's problem in the future. It is the right of victims to decide what they want to do, whether they want to press charges in the vast majority of circumstances. And you having a heart is totally okay.
Yeah.
And I'm all about having a heart, but here's the
yeah,
part
you got
that's,
heart and you got some stress, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you?
Uh-huh. The part that am I going to be able to live with myself if I know that that same kid yeah. ended up getting in another accident and seriously hurt someone else?
How much time you got to deal with stress, Ursula? You got anything going on in your life?
Yeah, I've got a few things going on that really don't give me a whole lot of extra time to worry about this.
I don't know what today is. Y'all got me on the other side of this whole thing. But the problem is a lot of folks don't want to. Sometimes they don't want to do the right thing. You try to be nice. And right now, so far, things are going well. I want to say that, right? So far, they are
yes,
going
they are.
Well.
And I'm
going to
give them a chance.
There needs to be some urgency now.
Yeah. So there will be some urgency. I need to go get my estimate and find out what they're going to do. And then I probably need to confer with my husband again.
If I were in your shoes, Ursula, I would have made a quick judgment call at the start. If it looked like his car was a little beat up and he wasn't too happy or appreciative of the kindness you gave him, I don't know if I would have let him off the hook as easy, but maybe he was a nice guy.
Oh, he was a super sweet kid. Oh, and now a friend of mine says I can look his license up if you have his permit number. No, I got his permit number. I've got so many people, I tell you, giving me advice. So I'm going to read everything. Thank you for weighing in.
I tell you, it's not a good idea to not do the right thing now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I do want to bring on, I'm going to bring on a young man that actually hit one of my cars recently and how he left a note and was honest about it. And I would like to have the exchange that happened between us. This young man, again, this is an opportunity for this young man and his father to do things right, and I believe they will.
Well, and but I think part of doing things right is also make sure you're legal when you're driving. But and you're telling me that's not my business.
Coming up next, your text messages, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. And maybe Ursula's words to live by will have to do with having a big heart. No, we'll see. Gene Ursula. It is the Gene Ursula Show. It's been a good show today. I'd like to say and comment on this. Ursula's not going to like this, but I just want to tell Ursula. You know, Ursula, we didn't talk a lot of news today. I just want to let you know on the Gene Ursula Show today.
We actually did talk a lot of news.
Hey,
we did, but it's Ursula, all relatable news.
Ursula takes that personal.
I do. Because one promise that I have to you is that we are going to talk about the big stories of the day every day.
No, we did. We covered it.
Otherwise, I'm not good with that.
Yeah, we covered the news. Let's get to the text messages, Ursula. What you got? Oh, man.
Okay, starting off with the hotel for the homeless in Kirkland that is near a school. 425 says, G is right on, all capitals. The Renton Hotel did not work out well, and this one is next to a school. Who in the world would think that is a good idea?
Jeff in Bonnie Lake says, reality? This is a former hotel. It was okay when it was a hotel because those people were more trustworthy. But now it's not. Were citizens in Kirkland allowed to block the private school by saying a private school will change the character of my neighborhood and reduce enrollment in public schools?
Layla says, I live in Kirkland. I know exactly where that hotel is. It's right next to private schools and expensive homes. The school is an excuse. They just don't want homeless people near their expensive homes in Clydesdale and Medina.
425 says, show me the evidence homeless hotels are working. Okay, are the people in hotels off the streets or not? Is it better than tents on the street? No. Now, show me the evidence there is some crisis of homeless people attacking kids that would justify demonizing folks sight unseen.
Okay. The question of the day is, should I have called police on the unlicensed, uninsured teen driver who ran into my bumper yesterday? 360 says, someone has to learn at some point. Looks like the parent. I drove for 2 years without a license between the ages of 16 and 18. One parent was sometimes around. My first ticket was $960, no license, no insurance, leaving work for my job at the dollar store. My mom couldn't care less. In fact, her bench warrant is what got me stopped the first time. Sometimes it starts with the parents showing responsibility. And then the kid might pick up on that.
I want everybody to listen. Wait a minute. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Karen and Kent says, Ursula, amen that you didn't call the police. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you, Karen. 425 says, you do not owe this young man anything. I understand that you're trying to be nice, but the teen and his father have zero regard for the law or what is right and wrong. You owe others to try and get him off the roads until he is legal and has insurance.
425 says, Ursula, you need to let the SPD know about your accident. Forget the damage. The teen was illegal. No permit, no insurance. He broke the law. My guess, his father will continue to let him drive. File a police report. The teen needs to learn the hard lesson. Consequences for breaking the law. I'm with G on this one.
And then 206. Okay, hang on a second. Janie says, I had a kid hit me this winter who was driving in school with no adult. He had his permit, no insurance. I filed it with my insurance, but he could have had his car impounded. No one was injured, and there were three cars in a ditch, so I told the highway patrol to help them. There's tons, and you guys can continue weighing in, and like I said, I'll give you an update when I figure out what exactly I'm doing.
What should you do when you forget someone's name? 206 says, Ursula, you are hilarious. Chef, I forgot the name of the condition. I'm sorry. Okay, wait. Let me do that again. 206. Ursula, you are hilarious. Chef, I forgot the name of the condition that causes people to forget names. Oh, that's too funny.
Okay. Chef, I forgot it again. What is that thing?
Nominal aphasia.
There you go.
Man, you really have to give me a quiz. I panicked. I panicked. It popped up miraculously.
Nominal aphasia. I won't forget it again. You know what is one of the other tricks that you can do?
What?
Immediately when someone tells you their name.
Repeat it.
Repeat it.
Yeah.
And then repeat it again and repeat it again.
Yep. All right. We got to get to Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Oh, goodness. And I love this one. And it's Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote.
Oh.
To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Be you.
You will look back on your life and cringe retrospectively.
Wow, chicka pow pow. That's how you're supposed to.
That's the one.
That's as close as I could get to a fighting chicken, Ursula.
That fighting rooster thing, that's deeply buried, hopefully. Hopefully no one can find it.
Yeah, good. Good deal. Ursula, good show, buddy.
It was fun.
It was fun. Chef, thank you for cooking up something good. Hey, Fresh Friday's tomorrow, Chef. Come on, man. Don't go too tough on the news. What do you got there, Nick?
Looking forward to that Fresh Friday, too. Well, there's been a lot of talk about food today. I'm reaching my breaking point with this stomach rattling over it here, starting with Rachel Bell's segment, Fusing in Cuisine Cultures. Now, Ursula over here bringing in barbecue goodies for the gang. I'm about to go beast mode after this session with these smells.
And I'm hungry like the
pull over on the side, though, when I speed over that table. I'll make sure I have my license, my registration, my insurance, in case I bump into someone's shoulder.
Good.
Well, I got to be honest with you guys about something. I'm getting ready to go be part of a baby shower. And I ain't going to lie.
It looks nice out there.
I'm super excited.
Right?
I've never been this excited to be a part of a baby shower. That even included my own kids.
Okay, were you supposed to say that out loud? Okay, coming up, the Dory Monson Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow for Fresh Friday. We have Mayor Bruce Harrell joining us at 10 o'clock and a full show for you.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.